SpaceX versus NASA. It looks to me like there is a race going on between NASA and SpaceX. The race is about who will get to Mars first, a private company or a government entity, and it is beginning to look like SpaceX might be the one. I would love to see that happen. It seems to me SpaceX is far more efficient than NASA, which means a lot. NASA is tied up with the big, plodding legacy aerospace companies which are behind schedule, over budget, and seem to have more problems which they have a hard time solving. When I was a kid, it was my dream along with the other kids of seeing us go to other planets. This was promoted by movies and serials of Flash Gordon and Buck Rogers, to names that may not be familiar to today's kids. We used to run around with ray guns and blast each other with imaginary rays and head out into the void. When we first stepped foot on the moon, it was a dream come true. Then there was the letdown. After Apollo 17 went to the moon, it all stopped. Not only that, we were the ones blamed for that. The government told us there would be no more flights because the people were no longer interested. We wanted more flights to the moon and then Mars, so it was a real kick in the pants to most of us when the flights stopped, and even a bigger one when we got the blame. We don't know for sure why the moon flights stopped or if they really did. We, the government in this case, likes secrecy, and there is a very good chance the program was moved to what is known as a black project. Black projects are of the highest secrecy and some have unlimited budgets. There has been many reports of what look like bases on the moon, and these could be ours. To further these rumors, it has been said the type of construction looks human. On the other hand, maybe the flights were stopped so the money could be used in some other way, so the ridiculous story of us not wanting more flights was created. There is a theory the program was moved to a secret one because the powers that be were afraid the astronauts would talk about what they saw on the moon, which were said to be ruins and at least one crashed alien craft. We may never know the true story because there are indications secrecy is going to get even stricter, contrary to the hope the info on UFOs is about to be released. This brings me to probes. We know many probes have been sent out into space and we have seen the photos of what they have come across. What we don't know is if there were other probes, secret ones, which saw things we know nothing about. We know NASA alters photos and has made some interesting ones disappear from their website. Those people who have found what they think was evidence of alien life in them can no longer prove the photos were NASA photos because of this. What was happening on some of these photos was they were giving up their secrets under magnification. This is particularly true for Mars. One NASA photo from the rover might show a landscape which seemed unremarkable. That is until you magnified it and gave it a closer examination. There are people out there which do this with every NASA photo. I myself have done this and found some incredible objects. Some of the things I found were bones. One particular set of bones included a spinal cord which could have been from an animal or even a sentient being. Mars has turned out to be an incredible place. Some of the other things I came across were the heads of statues, the fancy corner from the ledge of a building, and plenty of what looked like arrowheads, among other things. We need manned exploration of the planets, but it has to be civilian, not military. We can't have the military keeping everything secret which is found. First, the secrecy starts off with major finds which could be harmful, but eventually every find will be classified secret and we will not know anything about the evolution of the races on the planets. It has been said that over 90% of what is classified by this country should not be, because knowing it has no risk to anyone or anything. Sometimes something is classified to protect someone who made some sort of important error from embarrassment. As a matter of fact, there were politicians calling for the death penalty for Julian Assange when he released certain documents which made them look stupid, but presented no risk. Some people believe there is something very important about the asteroid belt and the dwarf planets in it. The question is why? For one thing, there is a dwarf planet in the belt named Ceres, and some scientists believe intelligent life could exist on it. I said could, meaning we could set up bases there. It has been known to exist since 1801. The reason it was classified as a dwarf planet is because it is so different from most of the other bodies in the asteroid belt. When one looks at close-ups of Ceres, they can't help but notice it looks like the moon, but smaller. Could there already be bases there, either ours or alien? It has been said many times if we were to have all the photos and information NASA has which is being hidden from us, we would find a completely different universe exists than any of us thought. What do you think this means? My guess is we already know about some of the things like the fact ancient traces of humans existed who may have already colonized the moon and even Mars. There are some indications of ancient nuclear wars and some believe the ancients were bombed back to the Stone Age. I also have come to believe our government has been in direct contact with extraterrestrials since at least the Eisenhower presidency. You can listen to an interview I had with his great-granddaughter about that, which is on my website under interviews. Finally, there are those who believe aliens are really controlling the world and setting policy behind the scenes. If that is true, they are really doing a lousy job. Will a civilian company like SpaceX be allowed to beat out NASA? I guess we will have to wait and see if that will be allowed.